She was trotting on very sensitive turf. I had loved Camilla Graham since I was 13 years old and happened across The Lost Child in my school library. Within months, I had read every book Camilla Graham had ever written. Since then, I'd reread them all. I perused them often, the way one might seek the comfort of a dear and special friend. I had needed the comfort today, which was why I was rereading her first, and perhaps best, novel. Oh, I guess I remember her name from seeing her every Saturday in my knitting group. Ha ha! Hilarious. I now owe you one practical joke. Allison's voice was firm. Lena, she lives in Blue Lake. She's in my knitting group. I only just realized who she was. Get out! She's English. She lives in London or somewhere. Right, she did. But her husband was American, and he was from Blue Lake. My arms felt half numb. It was true. Graham had married an American. They had fallen in love on her first book tour back in 1971, when she had ventured to Chicago in winter and met the love of her life at a Christmas party. So she lives here, in what she calls semi-retirement. She's not retired. She's working on a novel. I read an article about it in Publishers Weekly. Yeah, she is writing a book. She told me about it. That's where you come in. A happy giggle escaped her. Wait, I think there's been a misunderstanding. Some old lady in your knitting group. And, by the way, how weird that you're in a knitting group when you're 27 years old, told you that she's writing a novel, and you have mistaken her for... Oh, geez, I knew you'd do this. For a romantic, you're such an unbeliever. I'm just trying to clarify. Okay, I just sent you a picture. Click on it. I held out the phone and opened the message from Allison.
A woman sat there, a skein of yarn in her lap. Her gray hair was gathered in a casual bun, and her long, slender fingers held two green knitting needles.
I recognized the hair, the perfect posture, the bright eyes, from the various book jacket covers I had studied over the years. It was her, Camilla Graham, my idol. In tiny Blue Lake, Indiana, where Allison had moved because her husband had gotten a job in the nearby town of Stafford, Blue Lake, Allison had insisted dreamily, was the most beautiful town in the area, and she and John had been quite confident about buying property there. I clicked out of the photo and put the phone back to my ear.
I can't believe this, I whispered.
Believe it. And also, we talked about you.
What? Oh, God! What? Did you embarrass me? Did you tell her I worship her like some fawning idiot?
Allison giggled.
I did not embarrass you. I told her you're her biggest fan, a great admirer of her work. I told her that you're a writer and your own efforts were inspired by hers. She asked if you had been published, and I said no, but that your graduate thesis was a full-length novel inspired by her work, and that it was very well received by people in academia. How's that?
I cleared my suddenly dry throat.
It's pretty good.
Then she said she would like to read it, so I sent her the copy I have on my computer.
Wait, Camilla Graham said she wanted to read my book?
Yes.
Why?
I'm getting to that.
And you've already given it to her?
Yes, and she read it.
Oh, God, this is horrifying
and wonderful
and horrifying. I don't even want to know what she said. Don't tell me. Do not tell me what she said. Allison, I don't want to know.
She said she loved it.
Oh, my gosh.
I fell over sideways on my couch, bound by a complicated series of emotions.
What are you even talking about?
Allison was giggling again, joyful with her news. And she said she would like to meet you, that she has a job proposal for you.
A job?
I had been looking for one of those for 3 months, ever since leaving grad school. My debt was looming, my book was moldering, and my bills were accumulating.
What kind of job?
She didn't say in so many words, but I get the sense she might want to hire someone to help her with her current book.
To help her.